Turn with me again this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Beginning in verse 1, let's hear the word of God. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was, after 3 days, that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing again this morning as we are privileged to open your word. We ask that the Holy Spirit will illuminate the scriptures to us, that our hearts and our minds be open to receive them. And I thank you for it. Amen. Yep, I don't know about you, but can you remember, even a little bit, the excitement that used to build up as you thought about the approaching holiday of Christmas? Christmas was coming, right? Maybe there was something that you really, really, really wanted, and you were told, well, wait until Christmas. There's no promise of actually receiving that present, just the possibility. Just wait until Christmas. But you know, the possibility would work on you. The possibility would turn over in your mind, oh man, Christmas is coming, and they didn't say no. They said wait until Christmas. There's a real good chance something's going to happen for me. And that hope would build up. You go and you check the calendar every day, you know, and yeah, you might pick up the newspaper to find out how many shopping days are left. Oh, it's getting closer. The time is going to happen for you. And then finally, it's Christmas morning. And on that Christmas morning, your hope has either been realized or, like a faithful Cleveland sports fan, you wait until next year. Israel had been waiting a long time to realize the promise of a land of their own.